This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Wednesday afternoon, August 13th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us in the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. It's been a rough couple of months in the relationship between between President Trump and Fed Chair Jay Powell. And the administration is now weighing candidates to replace him when his term expires in May. We will talk about that coming up later on in the program. But first, let's check in on what Amazon is trying to do in expanding same-day fresh food delivery to over 1,000 cities across the U.S., intensifying competition with Walmart and other players in the grocery space. Joining us now with the details is Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles. Phil, thank you for joining us today. And what does this mean for Amazon in terms of staffing up? And if you are at Instacart and at Walmart, should that you be concerned today?
Yes, you should be very concerned. Keep in mind that Amazon has really changed their whole approach to food. Jason Bouchel, who was CEO of Whole Foods that Amazon owns, has now been upped to the global lead for food for all of Amazon. Expect major changes here. And Amazon has finally gotten serious about food. With Jason, who's a food guy, he's really turned things around at Whole Foods, lowered prices, got more volume going there. I would expect that every retailer with today's announcement is shaking in their boots. Because keep in mind, no retailer until Amazon has ever made money on delivery. So now what we've seen is a lot of retailers, you know, order online, come to the store and pick up. Basically, Amazon is getting really serious about delivery. They make money on delivery. They know how to do it. And yes, to your point, everybody should be worried.
It seems like the discussion, especially when talking about competition in the grocery space, is how do you space stores apart? How do you get people to go into the store? And how do you make the store make money? But perhaps the real issue here is chasing over the people who don't want to go to the grocery store.
Exactly. And keep in mind, that's only, you know, it's under 15% of people who order groceries online. But with Amazon and their whole approach to pricing, I think we're going to see more people going shopping online where they can have it delivered. And yes, you know, Whole Foods has done a brilliant job of getting people in the store. Jason has also taken that with their new format that will be coming to Chicago, called Whole Foods Daily Shop. It's a smaller store. They've started up in New York, and he's going to be putting them in cities throughout the country. So that's going to be the approach to get people into the stores. But again, to your point, what we're going to see is we're going to see major battles on delivery, because Instacart has shifted their model. It's not just about delivery. They're providing a whole bunch of services to supermarkets, software services, as well as having, you know, a fully digital shopping cart that's in stores where people can check out as they shop. So they're moving away from delivery. Walmart is probably the biggest competitor that Amazon has for delivery, but I think that even Walmart's going to be nervous.
Does this represent the end of the Amazon Fresh brand as well, that Amazon's foray into groceries and grocery delivery will be out of their Whole Foods vertical from here on out, and that maybe Amazon Fresh could be rebranded?
I don't think so. I've had that conversation, asked that question to Jason directly just a couple months ago. I think they're going to keep the Amazon Fresh brand at least for a while, but what they wanted to do initially is have Amazon Fresh sell a lot of Amazon, you know, electronics and things like that. That hasn't worked, and it's not going to happen under Jason. What he's going to try to do is make Amazon Fresh a standalone store and have it worthwhile. I don't see them changing Amazon Fresh stores to Whole Foods stores.
Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us today. And then coming up next, a look at the push and pull between the White House and the Fed.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's been a rocky relationship between President Trump and Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and the administration is now weighing candidates to replace him when his term expires in May. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is David Jones, chairman of DMJ Advisors in Denver, author of the book Understanding Central Banking. David, thank you for joining us today. And of course, President Trump appointed Jerome Powell as chairman of the Fed during his first term in office. And now it seems that relationship has turned sour. But just looking through the 11 names under consideration for Fed chair, it seems like the 11 names run the gamut ideologically. Some are hawkish on interest rates and some are rather dovish.
Exactly. And I think that's the story. What President what President Trump wants most of all is is someone he can influence. And I think that runs from some highly competent candidates like Zorn, who was a former board member, and I think that's number 11 on that list of candidates, ranging all the way to much more political candidates that Trump in one way or another can influence. Obviously, I'm in favor of the more competent candidates like Zorn, and that would be my choice. He was board member in the credit crisis of 2008.
Now, this is one of my favorite quotes of all time, is from James Carville, talking about how we love to be reincarnated as the bond market, because the bond market is the most powerful entity in America. So you have a potential new Fed chair who could very easily grant the president's wish of providing even lower interest rates. However, by the time May rolls around, we could see several interest rate cuts. But if they cut interest rates that are above and to a degree that is above and beyond what the fundamentals are suggesting, wouldn't the 10-year yield tell a different story and perform a kind of a balancing act?
You answered your own question perfectly. Yes, definitely. The Fed cannot go too far. It has to stay on track. It has to base its policy on economic reality. And can't go into politics, or it's going to get in trouble.
And then once Jerome Powell is done in May, assuming he is done in May, I mean, there could always be a change of heart. How will history remember him as someone who was it someone who was too late to react to the rise in inflation in 2021 or as someone who pulled off the soft landing?
Well, the president calls him too late, Powell. I would give him more credit for that soft landing. And generally, with regard to just general policy moves, you know, maybe a B minus. He did get in trouble with inflation, failed to see it, called it transitory when in fact it was becoming embedded in the economy. But so far, I think Powell is, you know, he's been a decent chairman, certainly not outstanding.
And then when we look at what remains on Chairman Powell's plate this year, looking into next year, it seems like the markets are definitely placing their bets on a rate cut in September. Based on your knowledge of the Fed, do you think that rate cut is going to happen? And if it were to happen, are we talking about a quarter point or a half a percentage point?
I think we're seeing it coming based mainly on those weak jobs numbers that we've seen. That was one of the key indicators the Fed was looking at. The Fed's view was as soon as those jobs turned weak, and we saw that last month, the Fed was ready to cut. And so I think there will be a quarter point cut in September. If I were running the Fed, I might even reach out to a half a point cut because rates do have to come down to keep the economy going.
David Jones, Chairman, DMJ Advisors in Denver, author of the book Understanding Central Banking. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. And coming up, retailer Bath & Body Works is going to college.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Bath & Body Works is set to open kiosks on 600 college campus stores as it aims to better serve its Gen Z clientele. We welcome in Bob Fibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. Find him online, retaildoctor.com. Bob, thank you for joining us today. It's a tale as old as time. You know, one day you're a TikTok teen or a TikTok tween, and you're following beauty ideas online. The next thing you know, you are a monetizable customer. You're no longer relying on your parents to buy all that beauty stuff. You can buy it your own self. And this to me is just absolutely brilliant.
No two ways about it, although but your intro, I thought you were going to talk about Beauty and the Beast with Tale as Old as Time. But the
I can't sing. At least I can sing, Bob, but not in a way that would keep an audience. So I'm sparing you now. And everybody else.
Yes, thank you. Well, it's interesting because actually Bath & Body Works is the number one fragrance brand that Gen Z goes to, and it's the number one beauty store they go to. So, you know, it is... It does beg the question, like, why didn't someone do this several years ago? And I'm sure once they see how profitable this is for Bath & Body Works, others will. And as a matter of fact, you know, these are actually going to be in about 400 Barnes & Noble College and some of the campus bookstores as well. But it's quite smart, huh?
Well, the brilliant thing about this is that they're just merely machines. I mean, obviously, 600 kiosks and 600 vending machines will, you know, they cost a lot of money. But if this trend runs out of gas, you just take the machines out. And it's just, it's there. It doesn't require a great deal of investment. And if you're a college student, you don't have to go find the local mall, assuming you don't know the territory, to track down a brick and mortar Bath & Body Works. It's right there for you.
Absolutely. And because they know what sells really well, you know, they're going to do some of their candles and their hand soaps and some of their diffusers and those kind of things. So it's also a great test of what works in different markets as well. But, you know, the one thing that I wasn't prepared to tell you about today, but I'm going to, because we always seem to have that conversation, Halloween is too early. Both Target and Bath & Body Works have unveiled their Halloween goods today, and Bath & Body Works actually has a new vampire blood candle that smells better than you might think.
Well,
so there you go.
I'd like to see how they tested that particular product and to whom they turned to get expert advice. But this happens, it gets earlier and earlier, Bob, because I know September 1st is just around the corner. And when September 1st rolls around, you know it's pumpkin spice latte season. So forget about Christmas creep. Autumn creep gets earlier every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of their new fragrances called Ice Cream Float, which smells exactly like how it sounds with notes of drinking a root beer float. But it's designed to appear to that summerween idea that we're going to have Halloween earlier and earlier. And I think Target is coming out, I think as of today, 1,500 new items for Halloween. So we're going to see that more and more. And, you know, the big idea is that we're spending on smaller indulgences. So I think retailers everywhere are going to look at how we can fit into this trend, and whether that's going to be attaching to a seasonal holiday like Halloween, or it's just going to be coming in for something under, you know, a $20 price point. You're going to see more and more of that this holiday season, and certainly in time for vampire season, my friend.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. And, you know, vampire season gets earlier and earlier every year. Still ahead in Personal Finance Wednesday, being young and social can be an expensive proposition.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. The markets are up once again. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist with B. Riley Financial, based in New York. Art, thank you for joining us today. And is this the rally in hope that the Fed will cut interest rates in September?
I would certainly say that's a large part of it. I think it's a sigh of relief for Riley on three fronts. The CPI came in as expected, not hotter than expected, which was certainly a concern coming into that print. The fact that we actually gave China the longer time to negotiate a trade deal, so that could have gone either way, but that leaned in the right direction. And the fact that NVIDIA and AMD can actually sell some product that they were going to have to keep on the shelf to China, even though they're paying 15% to do it. And that has certainly helped. I would say the difference in the rally both yesterday and today is it's been driven by small caps. And that's the first time I could say that this year. And certainly it's been years since small caps have gotten this kind of attention. But in an interest rate falling environment, if interest rates are coming down, and that's the assumption, there's a 90% chance that Fed cuts in September and a better than 50% chance they cut at all three meetings, September, October, and December this year. That's going to be good for small caps. And small caps have underperformed significantly, not just this year, but if you went back, you know, 3, 5, 10 years, they've been underperforming. As a matter of fact, the gap between small caps and large caps hasn't been this wide since the dot-com bubble. So I would say the small caps are taking the attention. They're up, call it 4.5% on a two-day run rate. And they finally seem to have gotten a tailwind, whereas the NASDAQ is basically flat today. And tech and communication services are not doing the heavy lifting that they've been doing for about a month.
Well, I know the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, is one of three reads on inflation, and it is not the inflation figure that the Fed relies upon for decision making. That's the PCE number that comes out later this month. But when you're looking inside the Consumer Price Index figures, when you talk about cooling inflation or maybe inflation that was in line with expectations or below expectations, is the headline number, is that all that matters if you're trying to make decisions going forward? Or do you look under the hood and see certain categories going up and certain categories going down and trying to pull trends out of that?
Entirely the latter. And I would say this. So the headline is I think it's just for that appearances, right? It's the core you want to look at because there's so much volatility in energy and in food prices. And I would say that the reason that the headline was lower than the core is because of energy. So when you look at this basket of goods and you look at what went up, it was core goods, things like furniture and apparel and to a certain extent automobiles, but you know, really select electronics. Things that we know are being affected by tariff pricing. The offset to that has been things like energy prices and shelter costs, and then a flatlining of services inflation. So it's a balancing act. We know core goods are going to continue to rise. We don't know what the final is on the trade war and what the ultimate tariff levels are going to be. We're getting closer to that point. But yeah, we're going to see inflation and core goods continue to rise until they plateau with that increase and how much gets passed along from the importer to the final consumer. So don't expect inflation to be ticking down. It's just a function of how much the pullback in shelter services and energy affects that. I will tell you this, after tomorrow's PPI, we'll pretty much know what the PCE is going to look like later on in the month. Because we take the components of both, plug that into what we think the PCE is going to look like, and that's probably the most accurate way to think about the Fed's preferred gauge, which is the personal consumption expenditure.
Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist, B. Riley Financial in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, people in their 20s and 30s are finding out that the cost of friendship is becoming a burden.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. A lot of young people overspend to maintain friendships, and with social costs straining budgets, impacting savings goals, even ending relationships. So with us to discuss this is Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago, past national president of the Financial Planning Association. Ed, thank you for joining us today. And I like to believe, Ed, that lots of people in their 20s and 30s listen to this program every day to get sound financial advice. And they've listened to everything we say. They save the right amount of money. They don't get too far into debt. They try to keep their spending under control. But maybe they have a friend or a couple of friends who don't listen to this show, and they decide to have very expensive bachelor or bachelorette parties, or there are always girls or guys trips to some blue chip location where there's lots of top shelf liquor that you have to pay for. How do you manage those friendships without breaking the bank?
Hey, Rob, if what you had mentioned at the very top in terms of people taking these lessons and this wisdom in place, you know, our day jobs as certified financial planners would be a lot easier. With that being said, it's not only 20s and 30s, but a lot of people tend to fall into this habit where, you know, in order to keep up with their friends, you know, they may be paying a lot more than they should be given what they have in terms of their income and things like that. So this can cause financial strains in relationships. And so when we think about this, there's such a psychological element to this that we want to be part of that group, but it could be painful financially, not only today, but well into the future.
Now, at the same time, though, it seems like there's another trend, and we talked about this last week as one of our trending stories on the morning show, is that a number of younger people in Gen Z, they are actually going in the opposite direction, that as they enter into their dating lives, that instead of going to the expensive restaurants and going to expensive cocktail hours, they seek out free or low-cost socializing opportunities. So you might be worried about losing a friendship over the cost of maintaining that friendship, but you can certainly find a budget or bargain place in the middle.
Without a question of a doubt, Rob, there are so many alternatives of things to do with friends rather than buying specialty house drinks for $25 a pop. Right, you had mentioned be creative, have fun, and remember, you know, you can spend for fun. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's where that spending plan comes in. You're planning on spending, and we've got lots of tips for individuals in terms of how to stay within that plan, but again, let's remove that word budget and have a spending plan, right? You focus on saving first and investing in your future self through a retirement plan, right? Then you work on hard expenses, such as like rent or mortgage, and then you have the soft expenses that is like, here is my spending plan for fun, and do the best you can to stay within that plan.
And at the same time, if you know a friend is getting married and you know you are going to be in that wedding party, and this was something that my wife ran into a bunch of times before we started dating, was she was always in somebody's wedding party because she's such a likable person. And you had to buy multiple dresses every year, and you had multiple plane trips and get ready for multiple weddings. So maybe you just put that into your budget or your spending plan at the beginning of the year.
Exactly. And that's a great point, Rob, because things like these large expenses, these trips generally are not, hey, we're eloping, can you fly down tomorrow to come visit with us? So you know months in advance. And that's where that spending plan comes in. So if you've got a large expense or expected expenses months and months down the road, maybe you start cutting back a little bit on the soft expenses between now and then to be able to have those funds. Because the creation of plastic being credit cards has created such an ability for us to overspend. And that's one of the biggest challenges. So, you know, from a planning standpoint, plan that out. We know 6 months to a year from now what we're going to need. Start parking that money into a high interest savings account so you're not digging yourself into a hole with credit card expenses, but you're able to pay those off readily.
Ed Jurtzen. Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Thank you for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. Find him online at engagewealthgroup.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday, and still to come, updating the rules of tipping.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
New numbers show diners are tipping less, raising the question, is the age-old 15% tip rule back as the standard for restaurant gratuities? Joining us to discuss is Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach in Chicago. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And when we talk about the current rate of tipping and how it compares to years past, where does that point of comparison begin? Is it in 2020 when people were a little more generous and showing their gratitude for staying on the job when everybody else was asked to stay home? Or are we comparing it to pre-pandemic times of 2019?
You know, we're really comparing it to pre-pandemic, but you're right on the money when it comes to where the decline starts. So during that period, 2020, 2021, everybody was tipping for everything and glad to do it when people came out to work during the pandemic. But as time wore on, people started to get that tipping fatigue. And now, you know, a number of years later, there's a couple things going on. Food prices have gone up. Meaning going out to a restaurant is extremely expensive. Going out to get cocktail prices are, you know, certainly 40% higher than they were a few years ago. And all of a sudden, people are starting to question, is tipping worth it? And we're starting to see tipping falling from 20%. Now it's at 19, below 19. And I think people are starting to look at that 15% and say, you know, that might be enough.
And is part of this fatigue also a function of the fact that during the pandemic shutdowns in 2020 and 2021, a lot of restaurants invested in that contact-free infrastructure? You don't have to hand cash to the person at the register anymore. Everything is entirely by card. And since we have this new credit card reader, you're asked to provide a tip when you hadn't been asked before. And is that part of a little bit of the bad feeling here?
I think it is. And I think that, you know, that automatic, you know, putting that card reader right in front of you rather than writing in the tip, all of a sudden it's giving you a choice between 18%, 20%, 22%, or no tip. And I think the tip fatigue, along with prices, is starting to wear on people, and more people are starting to put in either other, meaning they're going to punch in 15%, or in a lot of places like the Starbucks of the world that used to get tips, people are just hitting no tip.
And this is an interesting observation that I notice, and I don't know if this is something that you're seeing in your data or with the restaurants that you talk to, is that there are some places where they have the tip screen that comes up, but they also have the jar. And as a result, they turn that screen right around. They do not expect you to put a tip on your credit card transaction. Put a dollar in the jar if you like it. It's much more of a soft sell.
It certainly is, and I do see that at a number of operations. But again, I think that tipping fatigue, as soon as they turn that screen around, I do believe in most cases, and again, in terms of that self-service kind of thing at Starbucks where you're just having them make the coffee, more and more people are no tip, letting them turn it around and not putting cash in the jar.
Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach in Chicago. Thank you for joining us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.